This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This hour of What's On Your Mind is brought to you by one of our top 10 towns, Jamestown, North Dakota. Take a bow, Jamestown. We appreciate the good folks there. Hugo's, Zimmerman's Furniture, Grizzly's Bar and Grill, UTC Aerospace System, great company. Internationally known right there in Jamestown. Of course, the University of Jamestown. We broadcast one of our top 10 broadcasts from the University of Jamestown. A lot of exciting things happening there. Jamestown Chamber of Commerce and Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation. Thank you all. We appreciate you very much. And Jamestown is one of our top 10 towns on What's On Your Mind. Tomorrow we're at the Lignite Energy Council Fall Conference. Among our guests, the one and only Steve Moore of the Wall Street Journal, FreedomWorks, senior economic coordinator. He's been at the Heritage Foundation. He's the top economic advisor to Donald Trump. I was going to say George W. Bush, but Steve Moore and somebody by the name of Larry Kudlow, who you should know, and Art Laffer are three of the economic geniuses behind Donald Trump's economic plan. So they're the equivalent of Kevin Cramer on energy for Congressman, or for Governor, what's his name? Donald Trump, yeah. He wants to be President Trump. So anyway, he'll be joining us tomorrow. Al Jager, North Dakota Secretary of State, Friday on the program. And we're going to talk about whether or not protesters that are squatting here can vote here, and a few other things in the news. Wanted to give you one headline out of the Tax Commission office today. Tax Commission Ryan Rauschenberger has released the 2016 second quarter taxable sales and purchases report, $4.385 billion for April, May, and June. Sounds like a nice number, but that's a 26% drop over 2015. Ouch. Now, Ryan goes in here to say that the decrease in oil activity, coupled with low commodity prices, are obviously reflected in these numbers, but says they're still returning to pre-oil boom levels, explaining that the $4.385 billion is closer to what the normal second quarter taxable sales and purchases were just 4 years ago. But that's not good news. We can't say, well, they're going back to where they were 4 years. And true, it's some extraordinary growth, but ouch, we're having some extraordinary growth, too. So that's an ouch, isn't it, Congressman Cramer?
It is, but it is interesting. I appreciate the perspective because I think we forget a lot of times that the new normal is really the old normal. It's really normal that what we've experienced the last few years was extraordinary and is extraordinary, and that we're probably going to have a much more steady and less dynamic economy going forward. But I'll take steady as long as it's steady in the right direction.
Before the break, you were answering a question that came in about a piece of legislation regarding some land, and somebody had suggested that the hunting land south of Bismarck and Mandan that is included here would be lost to the public, and is concerned about the legislation. Is it lost?
Yeah, no. In fact, I think there are some people, frankly, who would like to see the land returned to either heirs of the previous landowners, 65 years ago. Or put up for auction. And I do think that, by the way, in some places in our country where states like Nevada and Utah and other western mountain states where anywhere from 60 to 90% of the state is owned by the federal government, that there might be some opportunity for that. But, North Dakota is not overwhelmingly federally owned, but there are federal lands, there are excess lands, and the role of the federal government should not be to own a whole bunch of land. So there's been a request by our legislature, in fact, that passed the House 91-1 to return some of these excess federal lands back to state ownership, but it would remain for public use. It would have probably a better landowner relationship, landowner government relationship with the state government running something than owning it than the federal government. And that includes not just sportsmen, but it also includes ranchers and farmers who lease those lands. In fact, one of the areas that are under dispute right now, of course, is the one protest camp, which is owned by the federal government, but leased by a rancher for grazing and currently occupied by by protesters.
So
I just think state ownership would be better.
The assertion that these public lands would be lost to folks that hunt and fish and trap and camp and hike and everything else along the Missouri is false.
Right, but I also understand their concern. I mean, anytime you see something like that, and we've had situations where, depending on who the land is transferred to, that could be the case. That would not be the case with this legislation. In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, a couple of guys that were camping along the Missouri River were removed and cited for being there. They were just innocently camping on public land, but the Corps of Engineers requested that they leave and have them cited for trespassing. So, I think the state would manage it much, much better. But more importantly, that's the consensus of the state legislature overwhelmingly, and I don't disagree. But that said, this is a bill I just introduced last week. We're already done. We'll have a couple more weeks of lame duck session, but it's just more of a marker laid down for discussion for future Congresses.
All right, back to the calls, and we'll get to as many of these as we can, and just quick questions, quick answers. Folks, get your money 30-second comment / question ready for Congressman Kramer here. We'll get to you in 1 second. During the break, we were talking about Jim Adelson, a longtime legendary broadcaster, a sportscaster that folks in North Dakota and Minnesota had the pleasure of watching as part of many sports broadcasts over the years, lost this week to all of us, 91 years of age, passed away. What did you want to say about Jim?
Well, I just, when I saw that Jim had died, and in fact, I've been thinking about him a lot lately because I get to Arizona fairly regularly and was hoping I could give him a call and visit with him. But Jim Adelson, growing up in Kindred, I mean, he was the celebrity extraordinaire, the broadcaster extraordinaire. Now, you talk about somebody that wasn't afraid to provoke a discussion. That was Jim, but he was a gifted guy. And, we have a lot of great broadcasters over the years and decades, but Jim Adelson is, I think of guys like Jim Adelson and Boyd Christensen and that era, those were the stars that I grew up loving. In little old Kindred, and sometimes he made the Class B people, Class B basketball fans mad, and sometimes they loved him, but we'll miss him greatly. And I just don't understand, Scott, how people can get to be 91 when I never age. That's what blows me away. So, I love reminiscing about Jim Adelson and Sally Hillebolt from the old Channel 4 days, but certainly have fond memories of him.
Let's go to Harvey on the road for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
The old Channel 4 days,
All right, Harvey, get you to turn your radio down there if you would, and then we'll come back to you. Mark, where are you calling from, Mark?
Mark, I'm calling from Tolley.
All right, Mark, go ahead.
And Congressman Kramer, thank you. Julie Fedorchak is coming up for re-election again. When she campaigned for office, she said coal is not on the table. How is she responding or speaking about North Dakota coal these days?
Well, I don't know because I don't remember that comment, Scott. I don't know if you know.
I don't know what it would mean. What do you when you say coal isn't on the table? Meaning what, Mark? In what context?
This was a conversation on this program that happened when she was campaigning for her office, and I really don't know what that answer meant either. Coal is not on the table.
I don't know if she was talking about new generation going forward, or we're gonna. I don't know. I guess I just can't speak for her having not heard what she had to say about it.
I can tell you this. There's no issue related to the coal industry that I know of that I worry about Julie Fedorchak. I think she's proven herself a very capable member of the Public Service Commission for sure. But I don't know. I don't remember that comment, and I don't know what context was in, so it's kind of tough to respond. Did you want to ask Kevin anything specifically about an issue?
You were interviewing her about her position, I guess, and she came up with that comment. That's all I remember about that.
If I was to speculate, Mark, I'm always speculating, but the context might have been, the war on coal, and Julie probably stood up against that war on coal and said, listen, we're not going to, coal is not on the table with regard to shutting it down or hurting coal in any way. That'd be the only context I could imagine Julie making a statement like that.
Let's go to Harvey now on the road. Harvey, go ahead with your question.
Hey, Harvey.
Yes, I was going to ask Kramer about, does Indians get to vote down there if they're in the state for 30 days? Well, isn't it such a law that after you're in the state for 30 days, you got to get a license plate or register your vehicle in North Dakota?
Boy, I don't know the answer to that. There may very well be something like that. But I do think, Scott, you're going to have the Secretary of State on, right, to talk about the opportunity or voting rights for people who are residents for 30 days.
We are. And I think you're right, Harvey, that you do, that is part of being in the state. It's not connected to voting necessarily. But if you're here 30 days, then you need to register your vehicle to also be here. But I don't think anybody looks at your license plate when you vote. The idea of, okay, you're here 30 days is obviously you're moving here, not you come here to camp and protest something and now you can vote. But I don't know how it'll be handled. We'll ask Al Jaeger. A lot of questions coming in about it, a lot of concerns. So we'll tackle that. Jeff in Sydney, Montana, you're up next. And we have Bob Fergus Falls, Bob Valley City. Lots of texts coming in. Others welcome. One final segment with Congressman Kramer, 800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here from What's On Your Mind. Looking forward to the 10th annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference, Tuesday, October 11th at the Bismarck State College. Register now at energynd.com/events. Registration $95 through October 6th. You'll hear from officials of IHS Energy, the Pew Charitable Trust, and MISO Energy too. Platinum sponsors include Elite and Elite Companies, ConocoPhillips, Next Era Energy Resources, Geronimo Energy, Whiting and Tesoro. Register now at energynd.com/events. Click on the 2016 event button for more details.
PetroServe USA helps you feel better, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields and North Dakota's oil fields, giving you choice at the pump. You decide what's best for you. And PetroServe USA is home to great specials all day, every day at all of their locations, like the 4-for-4 special. It's the best. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4, all day, every day. All month long, save on Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white or oven-roasted turkey and cheese sandwiches on wheat for just $2.29. Hershey's Standard Candy Bars, 59 cents each. World's Kitchen Jerky, it's great. A 10-ounce bag's only $8.99. Old Dutch Family Pack of Chips, $1.99. Those deals and many more, plus register for the $50,000 giveaway. New winners every week at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Has given us the chance to give you the best deal ever. Most important thing to your health is sleep. Remember that. Most important thing to your sleep, MyPillow. And now you can get a 4-for-1 deal. 2 of the premium pillows, that's the best you can get, the premium top of the line, and 2 go-anywhere pillows. 4 pillows, 1 price, $99.98. It's a savings of $180. Call them at 800-506-9028 before this deal goes away. I'd do it today. 800 1-800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We're going to go as quick as we can in the 8 minutes we have in this segment. I did have a question that came up yesterday, I believe, with Dave Pepcorn, Fargo City Commission member, was joining us related to some refugee issues. And a question was asked of him he didn't have the answer for. We said we'll forward that on to Congressman Cramer's office and try and get you an answer. Here's the question, and we want to give you a chance to respond to it.
This information comes from a reliable source, and it is regarding the Obamacare. Muslims are forbidden to pay for insurance, so all the Muslims under Obamacare will not pay, and he estimates that there are about 20 million Muslims currently in the United States. The other concern that I have is regarding the military. The order from President says that they can come in, join the military, and in 10 days be citizens. And they are not allowed to kill another Muslim. Thank you.
All right. So those were, I'd heard the Obamacare one before. I'd not heard the military one before. Either of those true?
No, they're not. With regard to Obamacare, they don't exempt any religious group, much to the chagrin, frankly, of several of them. But they're, in fact, there's a sort of a conscience, a religious conscience section that they don't enforce very well, I might add. But for members of certain religious groups, if they're to qualify for the exemption, there's certain things they have to meet. Like, and it's really from the IRS code in Medicare. But it has to be in existence since 1951, for example, and have an established history of spurning participation in insurance programs. So it's like, if you look at the list, and there's a long list of sects, if you will, they're usually Amish or Mennonite, very, very traditional old religious sects or organizations that have a very long history of spurning payment for insurance, and in some cases, healthcare altogether. So, but it does not apply to Muslims. There are no Muslim organizations listed in that list. The other thing with relation to serving in the military, and this comes from a 2008 act actually called the Accessions Vital to the National Interest Program, and that allows legal non-citizens to be brought into the military, usually for certain skills that they might have. Maybe it's, in many cases, it's language. So we have interpreters. And every now and then, Scott, you'll hear a story about, you know, an interpreter from the Middle East that's a non-citizen to whom we owe a debt of gratitude because they've interpreted something very helpful, especially in the intelligence side. But there's not, as far as I know, nor anything that we could find that would concern us, similar to what the caller brought up.
I wanted to ask you what you thought of yesterday's Fargo Forum Steve Stark cartoon, in which you and Senator Hoeven were Governor Dalrymple were, you know, they had a little bubble above you. I think, I'm sorry, it was not Governor Dalrymple, it was Doug Burgum. With little comments above your head with different things related to your support of Trump, and yours had to do with a sex tape, as in quoting you as saying, hey, you know, something about the sex tape. I mean, what did you think of that?
Well, you know, I found it sort of amusing in a sense. It was also disgusting, obviously, but it's the Fargo Forum. What can you say? I think it illustrates how far out of touch they are with the average North Dakotan. And it also shows what a kind of a gross obsession the Forum editorial board has had with Donald Trump. I mean, it's really, I can't call it anything other than a weird obsession. But every time they do something like this, they only further, you know, enhance what people think about him.
It is a media thing. They are possessed with Donald Trump. They can't, their skin crawls. They do. And what to me is so amazing is how out of touch they are with the average everyday folks out there. I mean, do you get the sense that 1% of people have the viewpoint like the Fargo Forum does of Donald Trump that you encounter?
Not at all. But I think it's also desperate, Scott, because you're seeing sort of that whole medium becoming less and less relevant. And rather than trying to engage with the public, they become more and more disengaged. And this is liberalism based in America today. So It's fine. I don't find it personally offensive. I never feel the need to lash out against it. They have First Amendment rights like all the rest of us, and the difference is that they live by theirs. Their whole career and their whole living is dependent on it, so they should probably be a little more careful with it, but I don't find it personally offensive.
All right. Jeff in Sydney, Montana. Quick question, quick answers here with the remaining minutes we have with Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
I don't see Hillary winning the election without voter fraud, and I wonder what can be done to correct it, because of the last go around, Obama was shown to have results that were statistically impossible after the fact that he was granted the election. And you've got these people that are protesters voting here in North Dakota. Who's to say they haven't voted someplace else by absentee or early voting?
Yeah. Well, good question. And it is a concern. And of course, courts have struck down any voter identification laws. You have to show ID to do everything in America except vote. And so unfortunately, even though you might be able to get to voter fraud if you find that somebody's voted twice or multiple times in various places, what you can't do is take their vote back. And so the damage would already be done. So we've tried legislatively, state legislators have tried legislatively, and we've been rebuked by courts up to this point. So it just requires a great deal of diligence. And I suppose this is a topic, Scott, that could be raised with the Secretary of State when you have him on later.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do that Friday. Bob, Valley City for Congressman Kramer. Quick question.
Mostly a comment. A couple of breaks ago on the show, there was this law enforcement officer that said that they're doing their job by making sure that the protesters are safe, the citizens are safe. So they're doing their job, and he's very happy with that. Well, the thing is, his job is law enforcement, so he's really not doing his job. His main job is to bust criminals. Is he going to have that same attitude when he sees some guy jacking a car? Oh, I got to make sure that person jacking that car is not hurt, rather than whether he's breaking the law or not.
Let's let Congressman Kramer respond. We hear this from law enforcement. Specific to the enforcement on this situation, they say our job is keeping people safe.
Well, I wouldn't lay this on our law enforcement in North Dakota. My gosh, I think they're doing double, triple, quadruple time trying to keep everybody safe, and they have to make judgment calls, on the fly. I think they've done a marvelous job. But I do blame, though, is the federal government's pathetic response to requests for resources to help do the job in a situation that is largely the result of the federal government's inaction and chaos that they've created in this situation. So I don't lay it on our law enforcement in North Dakota. They've done a magnificent job.
And I do believe with reinforcements, you'd see more of what you're looking for, because I think safety is obviously important. Arresting people that are doing bad things is also important, and they need more manpower to do that. And the feds right now have refused.
That's refused. Right.
There's no marshals here. So until they can get more resources, they can't do that. That's what we need to fix. Congressman Kramer, thank you. Good luck on the debate. We'll chat with you again next week. More coming up. Mike, Don, Bob, stay tuned. We'll get to you, too.
Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing workplace violence prevention.
The number one thing when it comes to workplace violence that we advocate is prevention. There are a lot of steps that companies can take to prevent, proactively attack one of these events from occurring in their workplace. And so that's where training and education come in. The North Dakota Safety Council, we've developed an entire, really, library of training opportunities. We have security assessments for workplaces. We have a two-hour awareness program for all employees. And then we have a four-hour training for supervisors where we get into a lot of details on everything from high-risk employment termination to emergency response planning.
To learn more about how you can take a proactive approach to preventing workplace and school violence, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Career cop on the beat in downtown Chicago. He was my hero when I was growing up. When we go up to visit my dad's family in Chicago, my three brothers and I would marvel at my uncle when he would come out in his uniform, sidearm at his side. Police officers are the best of us. And that men and women, white, African American, Asian, Latino, Hispanic, they put their lives on the line every single day.
That was a really good piece, and it came on the heels of Tim Kaine, suggesting that there's bias among police officers and jumping on the Black Lives Matter bandwagon, you know, which we expect from Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and all the rest. But, you know, to talk about his uncle as a cop and talk about the respect he had for him, and I love the line about how law enforcement are the best of us. They're the best of us. Going to the caller from before the break, hey, let's have him do this, let's have him do that. Why are they not... You know, it is a tough, tough job, but you just can never forget these are the folks that run into the problem. They run into the bullets, not away from them. We ought to be eternally grateful for them in that they do that day in and day out for us, no question about it. Back on What's on Your Mind, your questions and comments on any issues till the top of the hour. Brian Kilmeade from the Fox News Channel in a couple of minutes, too. Fox and Friends co-host, brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Have you registered yet this week for that $50,000 giveaway? Those $500 gift cards fly out the door at PetroServe USA. It's unbelievable. But every week, they do new drawings. And so if I was in there 3 weeks ago, I'm not in this week's drawing. They're new drawings every week. So I got to go in. And while you're there, have a great meal. The 4 for $4 Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies of your choice, 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Mike in Minot is next. Congressman Kramer is gone, but we'd welcome your comment on the debate or the Dakota Access Pipeline debate or anything else on your mind today. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a question for Congressman Kramer, but now that he's gone. I was wondering if him or the rest of our congressional delegation here from North Dakota are exploring any way to withhold money from the Indian money they get from the Bureau to reimburse the state for what it's cost them for the extra police work down there. I'll just wait for your comment. Thank you.
Yeah, would federal legislation be necessary for that? I don't know. Governor Dalrymple has already said responsible parties are getting billed. They're going to be held responsible. And there obviously are already deals that go back and forth between the tribe and the state, so there'd be ways to deduct it from things they already get or whatever. Your idea is to, I guess, make sure that it's mandated by legislation. In the course of Congressman Kramer, he'd have to convince every member of the House, and then John Hoeven would have to do the same of the Senate, that it was warranted. But I hear your point. I think the consensus, however, is that, yes, you should be responsible. Standing Rock Sioux Tribe can't say, Earth Justice, take over. Bring every environmental warrior slash water protector slash global warming jihadist slash green extremist in here and expect us just to foot the bill for inviting that element in here. And the incredible amount of time, energy, effort, cost this has taken law enforcement and city, county, state officials, and expect somebody else is going to pay the tab. That's ridiculous. Bob in Fergus Falls, what's on your mind?
Well, Scott, I had a question for Congressman Kramer about his staff member, male staff member, who had written an editorial not supporting Trump. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I think it's Matt Becker. Matt Becker, I think, worked for the Republican Party back when he was maybe a freshman in college, long, long time ago. So, you know, typical, the media is going to make this look like, oh, a Republican National Committee person, somebody tied to Republicans doesn't support Trump. A big deal. This is one person's opinion who obviously shares some views related to his own personal lifestyle that come from the Clinton Kane side. And so he writes a letter, I think a non-event. You know what I mean? If you're Democrats desperate to try and say, see, Republicans agree with us, you're gonna ballyhoo this. But otherwise, it's much ado about nothing.
Is this a staff member, a current staff member?
No. I'm not sure it was ever a staff member. I think it was a Republican, party staffer at some point. I don't believe it was a Kramer staffer. I could be wrong, but if it was, a long time ago.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, nothing current there. But again, that you know, the people will try and make something out of that. For sure. Let me play another clip from the debate before we go to Brian Kilmeade. I thought a pretty good exchange and an idea of the frustration that I had on the back and forth of this was just from what Kane was absolutely trying to do. He just wanted to insult Trump all night. Stuff like this. Roll cut seven, if you would.
I just want to talk about the tone that's set from the top. Donald Trump during his campaign has called Mexicans rapists and criminals. He's called women slobs, pigs, dogs, disgusting. I don't like saying that in front of my wife and my mother. He attacked an Indiana-born federal judge and said he was unqualified to hear a federal lawsuit because his parents were Mexican. He went after John McCain, a POW, and said he wasn't a hero because he'd been captured. He said African Americans are living in hell. And he perpetrated this outrageous and bigoted lie that President Obama is not a U.S. citizen. If you want to have a society where people are respected and respect laws, you can't have somebody at the top who demeans every group that he talks about. And I just, again, I cannot believe that Governor Pence will defend the insult-driven campaign that Donald Trump has run.
Okay, so that was the money moment for Tim Kaine. Donald Trump's running mate did a pretty good job, I thought, of addressing it mostly. He's, look, you know, you have a litany of things that you have distorted into saying they're facts when they're not. I'll happily go through all of them. I'm going to play his response here coming up in a little bit. We got to catch up with Brian Kilmeade before our break from Fox and Friends. And took a moment away from the busy Fox and Friends morning and his radio show to tell us a little bit about his thoughts on last night's debate. Brian Kilmeade, welcome back to you. What's on your mind? What'd you think?
There to win. I think he was there to just keep reiterating some of the headline-grabbing things that Donald Trump has said. And Governor Mike Pence, I think, to really afford himself well, took on almost every issue, did not touch the North Korea situation, did not touch nukes to our allies, which I think would have been easy to address. It was Vladimir Putin taxes. I mean, some of the reach things that former governor, now Senator Tim Kaine put forward were ridiculous. 9/11, really responsible because Donald Trump didn't pay taxes. I mean, it was just the Mexican thing that's been out there for a year and a half when he first announced in June of 2015 that he was getting in. That's been hashed over and over again. So I think that Tim Kaine was told, hit these spots, couldn't care less about your career. You're number two in the ticket. Do this for Hillary. Where Governor Mike Pence said, was told, go win it and, you know, feel free to expand on what Donald Trump has brought up. I thought Governor Mike Pence indicated early on that he was the right pick. He wanted to be there. And I think that he did himself a lot of good last night, and I think he told Donald Trump in a very subtle way how to answer these questions.
Yeah, a really good point. I think it's very easy to get caught up in the weeds and the sort of back and forth on the different things they debated, and I was scratching my head the same way you were, but you make a very good point. I mean, the real idea of this VP debate is to test the judgment of the presidential choice, how they do on picking a VP candidate, and Pence won that going away, didn't he?
You know, the other thing that I thought Governor Pence missed an opportunity on, Tim Kaine is extremely critical of Barack Obama on Syria, extremely critical on Iran, extremely critical about putting 50 people in and tell them to go fight ISIS. And yet Mike Pence could have just read that. So listen, Tim, you said this in 2015. Now, if you're going to tell me that that's Barack Obama's policies, not Hillary Clinton's, fine. So let's start separating the two, which they fear on the left, because if you start separating the two, then people are going to start, the Obama coalition, which is not rallied around Hillary, will start heading for the hills. So she's in a very tough spot. If she is smarter than him on foreign policy, can she speak up now? I mean, it was her idea about Libya. We didn't even bring that up last night. I mean, we didn't even heard that. The Benghazi situation, the judgment, that was, you know, you might be able to say Republicans overstepped, and you might be right or wrong. It doesn't matter. But no one argues that it was Hillary Clinton pushing Barack Obama to do this. And unless she's going to say, well, the president didn't have the right policy after Gaddafi was killed. Okay, you start separating yourself from the president, and you're going to be in a heap of trouble.
You know, shut up is kind of banned at our house. We as the kids were getting, they're older now. Our youngest is 13 and still have a senior at home, a 17-year-old. So they've heard it before. But always growing up, that was the word you couldn't use. My wife last night had to scream at me to say, honey, do you realize you're yelling shut up at the television? We do not want to hear you yelling shut up at the television. I couldn't take it anymore with the interruptions by Tim Kaine. Wasn't he a mega jerk?
He did, and the thing is, as you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Didn't Al Gore teach us that? I mean, we saw how smart Al Gore was, and we know how smart he is, but he kept interrupting and sighing, and his point never got across. Tim Kaine might have had the best point, but all you saw was, why interrupting while he's talking? And by the way, Governor Pence never, and you as a broadcaster know this, it's not easy, Governor Pence never changed his cadence. So he would keep talking, wouldn't try to speed up, and this person just comes in and is interrupting. And we look at that and say, that reminds me of something. Not good. Number two about the interruptions, I thought the moderator stepped on a lot of what Governor Pence was saying rather than making Tim Kaine answer what Governor Pence was saying.
Yeah,
which would have made a good debate even for Tim Kaine.
That was the amateur hour. Totally with you. You know, with everything we see in the news and watch every morning on Fox and Friends, ISIS attacks here and abroad, and a depleted, demoralized military, $20 trillion in debt, borders that leak like a sieve. A lot of those issues don't come up. They're obviously obsessed with Donald Trump's taxes and connections to Russia, if we're to take last night as the cue. Does this work? I mean, do you think the American people do not see through this and get mired in the small ball that the Clinton camp seems to be in about Trump?
I do think we get mired in a small ball. I do think they're going to be pulling out minor things. I do think that if Donald Trump says one thing about PTSD, he should not be vulnerable to have a 48-hour news cycle talk about how he's being callous to those who suffer when you know he didn't mean that. You know it wasn't taken like that, but that's what Hillary Clinton emphasized. That's a waste of time. I mean, they are different on so many issues. Why would you make up an issue that Donald Trump is callous to those suffering from PTSD? And then you start talking about the fact that it's the wrong issue and you're also playing into it. I'm amazed that Hillary Clinton, with 40 years of experience and this huge track record, really feels her best way to win is to make Donald Trump seem intemperate and unworthy of the presidency. Why not prove yourself worthy? And then at the same time, yeah, bring up the fact that some things he did make him vulnerable and maybe not palatable. But why would you make that your whole campaign about how bad the other guy is?
Great analysis from a great guy, great author. We're going to go tell folks about your books in a second here so they know to pick them up, Brian. Thank you. See you soon. We're coming back to see the crew at Fox and Friends. We had a crew from North Dakota there in September that was last, and we're coming back. So look forward to seeing you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Brian Kilmeade, I do want to give you his books because they're really, really good if you haven't read them. It'd be good reading. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
An update from Polar Service Center. They're looking for a service manager to run their Williston location. The applicant must have at least 3 years experience, tank and management experience. Call Gary Myers now at Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592. They're also looking for experienced parts counter specialists at both their Killdeer and Williston, North Dakota locations. Polar Service Center offers competitive pay, great medical benefits, including 401k with match. To apply, call Gary at 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Bottineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Piper's today to get your free Piper's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Piper's.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local County Extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Oh, I'm dreaming of Watford City. I want to be in Watford City right now. It doesn't matter what the temperature, doesn't matter what the weather conditions. If you're in Watford City, life is better. They get things done. They have the beautiful new Rough Rider Center open now. Of course, the high school is underway. It's first full year in operation, and so much more. That Teddy Roosevelt National Park that is on every list is one of the best places to visit in all of America. We're going to be up there for the Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties coming up soon, so look forward to that as well. Beautiful place. Visit soon, Watford City. And by the way, you won't believe the accommodations up there. Incredible accommodations. I would argue they rival anything at Fargo, Bismarck, or the major cities, Minot, Grand Forks, in North Dakota, but really go to the Twin Cities, you're going to stay just as nice as a hotel. Just unbelievable facilities that have really just incredible. So take your pick and enjoy your stay in beautiful Watford City, North Dakota. We never have enough time with Congressman Kramer's on. We could do a two-hour talk radio town hall. We wouldn't get to everything, and I do apologize for that. One of the questions that came in that was for him that he didn't get a chance to answer, but I was asked about, was a letter by Matthew Becker. I went in to find this letter that folks are talking about, and I was thinking of a different Matt Becker, I think, or different. I was thinking of somebody different. Anyway, the Matthew Becker that has written this letter did, in fact, work for Congressman Cramer, but he also worked for the party. He was part of the Congressman Cramer's initial run for Congress, and I think stayed on for a while as doing communications and whatnot. And he went on to the University of California and took a political sabbatical and obviously had a bit of a lobotomy as well, because he now thinks Hillary Clinton would be great and Donald Trump's bad, and is talking about Donald Trump's misogyny and xenophobia and racism and birtherism and, you know, all these things in his letter. So I wanted to correct my statement, which was factually incorrect earlier when I said I didn't believe he worked for Congressman Cramer. He did. But it doesn't change my opinion of why he is holding the opinions he has of Donald Trump. And look, it's not a surprise. There's a few Republicans that are in the Never Trump camp. I mean, the Romney camp, some of the Bush family, they just are. It's kind of a power thing. So it's not really surprising nor news. But I understand how media here will go, oh, we hate Trump so much. This is great. Somebody that worked for Cramer doesn't like Trump. Oh, thank goodness. And put it, you know, in a newspaper. But yawn. I'm yawning now. I'm yawning. Oh, we have one bit of unfinished business here. I promised another cut between the back and forth between Kane and Pence. And Kane had this litany of assaults on Trump, sort of like the, you know, letter from the former staffer there. It's kind of out of their playbook. I don't think this is the stuff people care about. I really don't. That's why the reason I still think Donald Trump's going to win. They believe this is their only hope to trash him. And hope it'll work. Here's how Pence responded to the insults that came from Kane.
I was listening to the avalanche of insults coming out of Senator Kane a minute ago.
These were Donald.
He says,
hold on a second.
It's my time, Senator.
Your 2 minutes.
Thanks. I forgive you. He says ours is an insult-driven campaign. Did you all just hear that? Ours is an insult-driven campaign. I mean, to be honest with you, if Donald Trump had said all the things that you said he said in the way you said he said them, he still wouldn't have a fraction of the insults that Hillary Clinton leveled when she said that half of our supporters were a basket of deplorables. That she said they were irredeemable. They were not America. I mean, it's extraordinary. And then she laid one after another ism on millions of Americans who believe that we can have a stronger America at home and abroad, who believe we can get this economy moving again, who believe that we can end illegal immigration once and for all. So, Senator, insult-driven campaign. I mean, that's small potatoes compared to Hillary Clinton calling half of Donald Trump's supporters a basket of deplorables.
Hillary Clinton said something on the campaign trail, and the very next day she said, you know what, I shouldn't have said that.
She said she shouldn't have said half.
Governor, this is Senator Kane's 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. So now we're even.
Oh, my God.
That jerk interrupted like that the entire time. That was the only time he actually recognized that he was wrong in doing it. He kept doing it, and I thought Mike Pence made a very good point. And by the way, Hillary Clinton didn't apologize the next day. Didn't say she shouldn't have done it. She only said she shouldn't have said half. Never did give us a number. Well, maybe 45% of his supporters are deplorables. In a basket of deplorables. And went on that list. And by the way, she continued it with saying things about Bernie Sanders supporters living in a basement. So I thought Mike Pence, fabulous job there again on that very point. Mike at Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call. This leads right into my question where that announcer kept interrupting Pence. Who makes the final decision on who will be the commentator for these debates? Because the first three I know I'm not going to like. Wallace, I think, is reasonably fair. And if you think Kane was terrible, think back about Uncle Joe in 212 and him and Paul Ryan. He was snickering and laughing and yawning and just having a hell of a good time, you know, and when you should be keeping your mouth shut and listening to what the other person respectfully has to say. So who does make this final decision?
Well, the Presidential Commission on Debates does, and it's, you know, all the candidates have to agree to the rules. They have to agree to the moderators, so they go through this process. So, you know, they're in on it. Now, again, a Republican, if a Republican goes, nope, obviously, you know, they're not going to get anywhere. It's a game for the it's the system. It's the way it is. It's the same reason Republicans in high places don't like Donald Trump, right? They just want the good old boy network. They want the system. They want the way where there's control. And it's the same deal there. Now, my deal is, you know, once you agree to rules, then somebody ought to enforce them. And that wasn't happening last night. And I don't care who the moderator is, if they aren't enforcing the actual rules of the debate, it's chaos. Crazy. All right, folks, see you tomorrow at the Late Night Energy Council, the Ram Code of Bismarck. God bless you, and thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. Give the gift of light this Christmas. That's right. We're getting close to the holidays. Days are getting shorter, and you can bring what sunshine we do have into your home. Maybe a greenhouse. Great for plants, obviously. How about one for the hot tub? Folks view them as a living room, a family room, a bedroom. A wonderful addition to your home. 19 different styles to choose from my friends at Four Seasons Sunrooms. They're building them all throughout North Dakota. Four Seasons is the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. Over 26 million pieces of glass. And they're made right here in the USA. They'll come out, do a free in-home visit, do an estimate, see what sunroom would look best with your home, with your roof design, give you 3D drawings and lots of pictures to choose the best one, add more space, add more beauty. An all-glass room doesn't have to be big to add a lot of openness to it. It's outdoor living indoors. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you'll get a $3,700 heating and cooling system free, plus special financing. Four Seasons Sunrooms, 701-793-0710.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.